Rain's in the forecast this weekend, though that won't stop Philadelphia's Mendelssohn Club from going outside to perform a world premiere of Turbine. It's a new composition written to be sung at the Fairmount Waterworks on the banks of the Schuylkill River. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
The Mendelssohn Club Chorus is here rehearsing Turbine, and for this section, called Flood, they hold bowls of water, and they spill them onto the flagstones every time they sing the word flood. They are practicing this during an actual rainstorm. Rain or shine, Turbine will be performed outdoors this weekend alongside the cacophony of the river, traffic on the expressway, and the Amtrak corridor. Seattle-based composer Brian Au-Young wanted the sound of the choir to become part of its surroundings.
For the audience, there's a sense that, am I hearing a voice, or am I hearing traffic, or am I hearing water? And it's all okay, because it's all part of the environment. And then singing starts, right? Singing can come out of that.
With 60 singers moving through an acre of space, accompanied by 15 dancers and 300 audience members, Turbine is the most ambitious staging the Mendelssohn Club has ever attempted. It's also the swan song of Alan Harler, who will retire as music director after 27 years. After last February's traditional but equally ambitious performance of Mendelssohn's St. Matthew's Passion, he wanted to go out with something completely different.
There, I wavered for a moment when I was planning the season and thought, you know, I should really do another Brahms Requiem. I love it so much. I'm not going to have another chance. And then I came to my senses and thought, no, this is a great opportunity.
Turbine was commissioned for the 200th anniversary of the Fairmount Waterworks, the first municipal water system in the country. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.